Commonly asked questions for a student who has hearing aids or cochlear implants. There is a transcript available on this page. If a student wears hearing aids or cochlear implant, they may still need additional hearing assistive technology or sound amplification for particular situations or settings. A common question that is asked is, how does the sound amplification system work with hearing aids or cochlear implants? There are several things you will need to identify. Most audiologists want to consider the age of the student in regards to how the assistive technology is paired with the hearing aid or cochlear implant. All sound amplification systems can be paired with a built-in telecoil feature, but some audiologists have a preference on the age appropriateness of using telecoil. If that is the case, there are other receiver options, such as an audio boot that fits directly into the hearing aid or implant. It fits over the end of the hearing aid and allows a different input signal from the normal hearing aid microphone. If the student is older, using telecoil feature can be very useful. The question to ask is, does the individual's hearing aid or implant have telecoil, or commonly referred to as T-coil? This most likely will need to be asked to the audiologist. If so, how do you turn them on? Every manufacturer and every device has a different method. This most likely will need to be asked to the audiologist. Once you have the answer to each of these, you can then use a sound amplification device, such as a Phonak Inspiro with a Roger MyLink receiver that has a neck loop. The neck loop allows the sound to be magnetically transferred directly into the hearing aid or cochlear implant. It is always important to consult with the audiologist or manufacturer for more specific details and specific circumstances.